חמדת סי פרק זין על הפעלת. מצווה עשר של תורה עשה בניסים נפורש שנעשה לו סן במצרים, רוב 15 בניסן, שנאמר זוכר סיום הזה, אשר יצא סמי מצרים, כמו שנאמר זוכר סיום שבס. מיניים שבלב 15, תמלום בבגן תזון חבים עליהם עוד, אבל זה שואל שישמע צומר מנחם לפניך. ואף לבי שאין לו בן. אפילו חכמים גדולים, חייב לנסע בביצי את מצרים, בכל המערך בדברים שאירו ושהיו, הרי זה משבח. We quote this drasha in the Haggadah also of Filo Chachamim Gedolim. Well, there's a half a meaning that the Chachamim Gedolim should be part of Mitzvah Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's leave that for a minute. Halacha Beis. Mitzvah L'Dei L'Banim V'Afilo Lo Shalu Shneim Avigat L'Vincha, meaning that in this case, the Torah doesn't present the Viganta Levincha in response to V'hoya Kishalcha Vincha as in other places, but in this pasuk, Viganta Levincha is that you initiate. The Fidaito Shalben Ovi Melamda. Ketzin, V'hoya Kotno Tipesh, meaning She'eno Yodea Lishol Otam, right? That's the Rambam's paraphrase. שאינו יודע לשאול אור אותם. אומר לו, בני, כולנו היינו עבודים כמו שבחה זו וכמו עבד זה במצרים, ובלילה זה הפרדה לסן הקדוש ברוך ויוצאינו לחרס. ואם היה בן גודל וחוכה, מודיע מה שאירו לנו במצרים, וניסים שנה סולנה ידי משה אבינו, וכל לפי דייתו של בן. So the Rambam leaves out the Rasha, right? When he has the, again, from the Mechilta, which we quote in the Haggadah, of the Kenegad Abba Banim Dibra Torah, so the Rambam omits the Rasha. So the simple pshat, again, here we're digressing, this doesn't connect up with the Afilo Chachamim Gedolim. The simple pshat is as follows. In the Kenegad Abba Banim Dibra Torah, so the instruction that the Torah gives us in terms of how to respond to the Ben Chochem, the Ben Tam, and the She'eno Yodea Lishol is Midinei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The way the Torah tells us to deal with the Ben Rasha, that's not Midinei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Af ata hake yashino ve'emulo ba'avu zeh osa shem li, liba lo, that's not Midinei Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how to deal in a certain time and place with a Ben Rasha. So the Rambam is interested here, and the Rambam's the focus here is the Dinei Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In terms of the Keneged Arba and Dinei Torah, it's only three of them which are Dinei Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, fine. Again, but that's in our current context, parenthetical. If he died to Shalben Ovin Malamdo is from the mission Kufta Zayin. L'fi daita shel ben ovi melamda. The Rambam quotes it verbatim. So this is, you know, correctly recognized as a, you know, important pedagogical principle. But that's what it is. The Mishnah and the Rambam are pedagogy 101. You know, the Mitzvah Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is an act of teaching, so it's pedagogy 101. So Yitachin as follows. But back to Halacha Aleph for a moment. Mitzvah Sesa Shal Torah L'Saf is Ben Nisim and Niflos. So let's say you find in Parshas Yisro, Vayisapa Moshe v'chosmo, Eis kol asha osa Elokim liYisrael amo, ki hotzei Hashem es Yisrael mimitzrayim. Something like that. Okay, I may as well just put the psukim together. But anyway, Vayisapa Moshe v'chosmo, Eis kol asha osa. So it doesn't say the base. The verb sipor doesn't need a base. You can use the same way in English, right? I'll tell you a story. You don't need a preposition. You don't need the base. So what does the base mean? What does the base signify? So the Rav Zochman Levach explains that the saper the means to delve into. The saper without the base is to tell a story on the surface level, and the saper the means to delve into, to be ma'ayin. So the mitzvah is not simply to, again, on a superficial level, to just narrate the nisim and the falls, but the sapir b, to be ma'ayin in, to delve into. So you talk in the pshat like this, that the mitzvah of the sapir b is that to delve into. Yesterday's chiddush, when you're learning, is today's davar pashut, right? And it's today's chiddush, which is mechudash, right? Yesterday's chiddush is a davar pashut because you already made that breakthrough, so that's already a davar pashut. That's already been brought to the surface. That's already been elicited. So the saper b means that the standard for mitzvah sibur tzias and tzrayim is every year to seek to uncover some new dimension that previously a person hadn't appreciated. So you expect a Chaim to sit down at age 40 and find something he hasn't found yet? You expect a Vilna Gaon to sit down to the Seder? You expect Rav Elazar and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfa and Shai Masum and Bnei Brak that they're going to discuss? If the mitzvah is l'saper b'ah, to strive to uncover some element, some dimension, something new, okay, so that's easy for us. Well, you buy one of the 5,000 haggadahs that are for sale, and find something good. But what are the chachamim going to do? No, afal pi chein. Now they also have to make that effort. The Pasha says that l'fi daito shel bein ovid melamdo, it's not just saying, you know, to be an effective pedagogue, so you have to teach people on their level. Okay, if you're teaching people who speak French, so you speak in French. I mean, that's pretty clear, right? You're not going to speak in Japanese if you're talking to people who speak and understand French. No, fidaitu shodain other malando means heyos, again, that the point is to that there's a sliding scale for the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah doesn't have an objective parameter. No, it's for everyone to go a little bit further. So that's what the Fidaitu Shaben Avim Lambda is. If that's the case, then maybe the Chacham and Gedolim have maxed out. For 20, 30, 40 years, they've been Ma'ayin and Mechadish and Sibrisis and Chaim. So at a certain point, maybe they maxed out. No, feel the Chacham and Gedolim. No such thing. So the Gzeres HaKosev of Fidat Shel Ben Ovid Melamdo, again, it's not simply pedagogy. The Fidat Shel Ben Ovid Melamdo is that there's a sliding scale for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that the definition is that everyone, Ba'asher U'Sham, should seek to either, again, if it's the father's responsibility vis-a-vis the Ben, so it's the father's responsibility to give the Ben something more, something new, something additional, if it's kulanu zakenim, etc., and it's not that anyone else has a responsibility, then the person himself has a responsibility, again, to try to not just review, but to try to understand more deeply. That's what the Gzeiros Kasuv Lidat Shel Bein Aviv Malamdu is, which is why there is a Hava Mina that Chachamim Gedolim would be part of the mitzvah. Kamash Malam, no. Even by the Tanoim, there's no reason to assume that they've exhausted everything there is within Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Ram says, "Mahayu ben Gadu v'Chacham, Mudiyo Mashiira Lano b'Mitzrayim, v'Nisim Shenasu Lano Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakol Lefi Daito Shobein." So the Rambam tells us that we only mention Moshe Rabbeinu as part of the Sipur to the Ben Gadol V'Chacham, but otherwise not. Which is why our Haggadah isn't at odds with the Rambam, because our Haggadah is pitched as a Davar Shavu Chonefesh. It's not pitched dafka for the Ben Gadol V'Chacham, which is why in the Haggadah we take it, don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. If you say the whole Haggadah, so you don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name, is not mentioned. And that's, again, it's consistent with this Rambam, because the Rambam says it's not part of the basic Sipur, it's only for the Ben Gadol V'Chacham that you talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it dafke the Ben Katan or Tipesh doesn't have the capacity to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu? It requires such tremendous chokhmah to understand Moshe Rabbeinu. So look how it follows. Velvel has in his Sefer on Chumash on the pasuk in Parshas Shmos where Moshe Rabbeinu says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to send Moshe Rabbeinu to Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is, as it were, pushing back. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Mi anochi ki eilech al paro v'chi'otzi es b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim." So Velvel proves, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Yisadei HaTorah, that the Rambam learns Pshat differently than Rashi. That the way the Rambam learns Pshat and what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying of Mi Anochi Ki Eilech El Paro is not that Moshe Rabbeinu, in this instance, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu's humility, but Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "Who am I to go?" Moshe Rabbeinu is rather saying, and he has a medrash like this, Chazal say it in one lashon in the medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu that Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma V'Anochi Alcha Gam Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be through his direct acting, without any intermediary. So Moshe says, "Mi Anochi," the Anochi Chazal Adarshening doesn't just mean who am I, Moshe Rabbeinu, as it were, lowercase I, but Mi Anochi, where's the Anochi in quotation marks? of that haftocha of Anochi Alcha Gam Olo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you send anyone? Mi Anochi Ki Ki Eilech El Paro. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering? That V'zelecha Ki Eya Imach, V'zelecha Oski Anochi Shachticha, V'otziach Asam Yimtsayim Tavonus Elokim Al Harazay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ki Eya Imach. So you understand if Mi Anochi was Moshe Rabbeinu expressing his humility. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so don't worry, you don't have to feel worthy, I'm going to hold your hand. But if the Mi Anochi is, where's the Haftocha, where's the Kiyum of the Haftocha of Anochi Alcha Gamola, what's Ki Eya Imach? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Rebbe explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that the level of nevuah that he'll be on during Yetzias Mitzrayim will be such that his going to Mitzrayim will in no way detract or diminish from the Anochi Alcha Gam Olo. That's what Kiyah Imach means. A mashal of Ma'ad Avadam is like this. Again, I don't know whether the mashal is oisgehalten entirely in terms of laws of physics, but let's assume that it is. Let's say you have a glass which is somewhat opaque. So then, clearly, the light that comes into the room, it's affected by the fact that it's entering through the prism of the glass. It's discernible. It's nikar that the light, we're not receiving the rays of sun and the light directly, but we're only getting it filtered through the glass. So let's imagine that the glass is not opaque at all, that it's totally translucent. So then we would say that we're getting the light directly. So is the glass there or is the glass not there? So the answer is, at least in terms of the moshel, again, I don't know if this is true in terms of physics, but in terms of the mashal, the answer is that the glass is there, but it's not there. It's there. Is it there? Yeah, it's there. But does that in any way detract, diminish, lessen the directness, the direct exposure to the light? It doesn't cause that. So all of the Nevi'im, on a level that sort of Dvar Hashem doesn't pass through them. They receive Dvar Hashem and then they communicate it. So for any Navi on the highest level, other than Moshe Rabbeinu, when a Navi is involved, so then there is an intermediary. And an intermediary, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is therefore at least one step removed from what's happening. Because it goes to the Navi, and then from the Navi, it comes to us. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't know this yet, because Moshe Rabbeinu had gotten Parshas Shmos, is not yet on this Madrega. He's not on this Madrega until the beginning of Parshas Va'eva. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know that yet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that Ki Eya Imach, you should know that you're going to be elevated to such a level of Nevuah, again, which will be the Nimshal to the glass, which is totally translucent, which it's there, but on the other hand, it's just that the light passes right through, and in that sense, yes, the light comes through the glass, but yes, the light is as direct as though there were no glass. And that's going to be the Madrega of Nevuah, that Dvar Hashem will pass through you, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Dvar Hashem will pass through you so that it will, my Anochi, capital M, my Anochi Alcha Gam Olo, will not be diminished by your going. So I can't, what Revel has in the Sefer and Chumash. My brother Shem Yikom Domo added a very nice ha'or. If you take a look at the Rambam, the end of Perek Aleph, Nechaz Avodah Zorah, so the Rambam describes how in Mitzrayim we regressed into Avodah Zorah, and he says, v'kim'at kot, we were on the threshold, Rachmana Litzlan, v'ha'ikar sheshasal avoram ne'ekar, that the fundamental principle of belief, of monotheistic belief, belief in Hashem Echad, which Moshe Rabbeinu had implanted, was about to be uprooted. V'chazu b'nei Yaakov l'to'os ha'amim u'ti'iyasam, u'mi'avas Hashem al-sanu, mi'shamos ha'shvu al-avam avinu, osa Moshe Rabbeinu, v'rabban shal kol ha'neviyam u'shlachal. So the Rambam makes a point of identifying, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu here as Rabban Shel Kol HaNeviim. Okay, he is. And the Rambam earlier has devoted quite a bit of space in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. Kol HaDvarim Perek Zayin in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah Lachavav. כל הדברים שאמרנו הם דרך הנבואה לכל הנביאים הראשונים והאחרונים חוץ ממשה רבנו ורבן של כל הנביאים. ומה ההפרש יש בין נבואות משה לשאר הנביאים? The Rambam goes on and he lists the four differences which make Moshe, which reflect the uniqueness of nebuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So the description, the toar of Rabban Shel Kol HaNeviim expresses Moshe Rabbeinu's uniqueness, Moshe Rabbeinu's singularity as a Navi. Okay, so in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, I'm talking about Nevuah, so you understand. We know Moshe Rabbeinu is, you know, he doesn't really need to present his business card, you know, when he's, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Kol HaNeviim. He doesn't need to present, the Rambam doesn't have to present his business card on his behalf here. Oh, no, so the pshat is like this. The pshat is that it was only in that capacity of Rabban Shel Kol HaNeviim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. Again, heyos, that the haptach is on Melchi Al-Chagam Olo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'm going to bring about the Geula directly, without any intermediary. So how do you reconcile that fact with that Moshe Rabbeinu goes? Because remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was Rabban Shel Kol HaNeviim. He was on that level of Nevuah, again, that he's there, but he became so elevated, so pure that the Dvar Hashem just goes through him again, as in the Moshel with the light, the rays passing through the glass. So that's what it means. That was Dafka in his capacity. Dafka when he's already on the level of Rabban Shel Kol HaNeviim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to send him. Okay, so that's what in Yaneinu. So that you're not going to tell Ben Gadol Chochem. That you're not going to tell this Shtickel Torah. You're not going to tell to the Katan or Tikkun.